Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Read by Martin Caron. The headlines this Tuesday, May 3rd, 2022. Poles set to celebrate Constitution Day, Flag Day celebrations held in Poland, and Tri-City busy with tourists for long weekend. Good afternoon. President Andrzej Duda and other top officials are expected to attend a raft of ceremonies as Poland marks Constitution Day today. Celebrations are scheduled to begin with a religious service at St. John's Basilica in Warsaw with the head of state and his wife among those taking part. Duda is also expected to make a speech during the state ceremonies at the Polish capital's Castle Square. May 3rd is a public holiday in Poland that celebrates a historic constitution the country's legislators adopted on May 3rd, 1791. Poles proudly point out that the progressive document was the first modern constitution in Europe and the second worldwide after the American Constitution, which was created in 1787. Poles across the country celebrated Poland's Flag Day yesterday, as the Polish flag was displayed on private buildings and public buildings and spaces alike. Writing on Twitter, the Polish Prime Minister wrote that the white and red colours are the pride of all Poles and should be protected, displayed and respected. Also noting that in light of the conflict in Ukraine, Poles should remember how their ancestors sacrificed their lives so that the Polish flag could be displayed. Polish Flag Day was first enacted in 2004, while the red and white colours date back to the days of the Piast dynasty of around the year 1000 or even earlier. Around 70% of available places to tourists have been booked up for the long May weekend, according to data released by the Tri-City offices. The data suggests that the majority of visitors are from Pomerania and neighbouring voivodeships. In Sopot, as much as 98% of available beds have been booked up. In 2019, over a million people visited Sopot during the May weekend. A year later, over 647,000, while in 2021, 800,000 people visited the resort. And finally, a driver had a lucky escape when the car he was driving left the road and ended up in the Radunia River on the outskirts of Gdańsk. The male driver phoned the fire services, and the car was retrieved from the water as it started to drift downstream. After the accident, the man was seen standing on top of the roof of the partially submerged vehicle before jumping onto the nearby riverbank. The 62-year-old driver has been fined 3,000 zloty for failing to control his vehicle and not adjusting to the road conditions.
The weather.
Today will be a cloudy day with sunny intervals in a moderate breeze and temperatures of 13 degrees centigrade, 55 degrees Fahrenheit during the day and 2 degrees overnight. Tomorrow will remain sunny with scattered clouds in a moderate breeze and temperatures of 14 degrees during the day and 6 degrees overnight. That was the Radio Gdańsk English News and Weather.